grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Well, well, well. Welcome, Chris.
Well, kia ora. And hello there, everyone.
Yeah, hey, listeners. How's it going?
Good. Well, shall we just start with, you know, the news of the day, which is the new president.
Trying to avoid that one, but...
Well, yeah, we can't.
We can't.
The good thing, if we get straight into it, this is from Normal in America. Trump actually did surprise many. So by supporting the legalization ballot in Florida, amending federal marijuana rescheduling and banking reform. So let's just start with some good news. Cling to that.
It's amazing that you managed to find good news in the US election, to be honest. I'm really proud of you, Chris.
Oh, thank you. It might be a shit sandwich today where we have some good and some bad, and then hopefully end in some good. So as well as that, so it might have... And what Normal is saying is, while that may have been disappointing, setbacks are inherent to political movements, and movements are defined by how advocates respond to them.
Incredible.
And it's now up to advocates to ensure the incoming administration follows through on Trump's promises.
Power to the people, right?
That's right.
Power to the people.
Speaking of which, they have ballots over there too. The referendums that are actually binding, unlike our one. Even though it was binding on being no. In Nebraska, voters, Nebraska of all places, overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure to legalize medical cannabis. So I guess that's kind of about time, but overwhelming. Dallas and two other cities in Texas voted for local measures that prohibit their law enforcement from making low-level cannabis-related arrests.
That's really cool.
Because that could happen here, right? Sure.
You know, you look at Texas and you're like, ooh, yeah.
Mm.
But there you go, surprising.
Also in Kentucky, of all places as well.
Kentucky!
Voters in 106 municipalities and counties, I think that's the whole state, everyone was asked to approve or reject local measures to allow medical cannabis businesses to operate there. Every single one was approved.
Go Kentucky!
Go Kentucky. Again, wouldn't have thought that, right? But then Florida, despite Trump's backing, that one just failed. It actually won, it got more than a million more votes for yes, but it was a constitutional amendment which needed 60% support and it didn't quite get there, so not in Florida.
Bugger.
Gallup, meanwhile, released a poll from America. 68% endorse cannabis legalization nationwide.
Holy!
Huge majority.
That's so many. That's a landslide, you know, if you really are thinking about it.
I actually think we might be at a similar number here. You know, I think the yes has actually continued to grow.
You think if we did it again?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say so. Oh, it was by a hair last time, so.
Especially if you had it doing some good, you know, put the taxes into schools, make sure the licenses go to the oppressed people first rather than last, you know, allow home growing, you know, those sorts of things is what's going to pass it.
But then I also think New Zealand often takes the approach of, oh, we'll see what happens overseas first. And, you know, it's quite clear in America, 68% for.
And more than half the country that live in legal places.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Coming to Australia, though, so, you know, maybe. They just passed a law this week, in fact, in Melbourne, instead of people driving, having their licence instantly taken away, because they have a very similar law to what's coming in here.
Yes, they do.
Little traces of residue as opposed to actual impairment. And in fact, our law even says it's just to detect recent use, not impairment. It's not set for that at all. But they've passed this law this week to give judges discretion if people have a prescription.
Oh, so they still end up in front of a judge.
They would, and that's in fact what our one says too.
That's the headache.
Yeah, it's a defence in court, but you're going to end up in court anyway.
Wah, wah.
That was actually on Radio New Zealand this week, on The Detail. And they had a researcher from Swinburne University in Melbourne saying that the law over there had encouraged people to opt for substances that might not be detected but can be more impairing.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's a really good point.
Yeah, like medical cannabis, for example, will ping you for a few days after last use on that test, and yet if you flipped back or switched to a opioid-based one, it's not going to do that. Unless it's fentanyl. They're going to test for fentanyl, but not all the others. So, yeah, it will encourage people to get on the opiates for their pain
instead of
medical cannabis.
Yeah, which one could argue is more impairing.
Exactly, just worse all around.
You don't want people driving on, like... Even the prescription ones that are, you know, legally prescribed to them.
Yeah, well, semi-pharmaceutical, illicit pharmaceutical deaths in the US, that's their number three cause of death now in the country.
Really?
After all other illnesses and whatever, it's accidental overdoses of pharmaceuticals.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, what a problem.
Yep. So we're deep in shit sandwich territory here, because that was some sad, bad news.
Yeah, that was bad.
So One News, we'll continue with the theme. One News reported this week on Sunday, bounced back a number of Kiwis pinged for cannabis possession. And of course, this has fallen since the law change that gave people discretion.
Yeah.
Fallen quite a bit, and it had been falling for a long time before that. Only 1,300 charges in 2021. We think that's still 1,300 people.
Yeah.
But this went back to 1,500 in 2022, 1,800 last year. So that's not good. Labor's police spokesperson Jenny Anderson said it doesn't seem fair, and there's an increase in low-level offending for New Zealanders, but international criminals operating on a large scale are let off the hook. And she's referring to a deportation of 11 Vietnamese cannabis growers caught this week and just instantly deported. 30 warrants, 3,000 odd plants, 46 kilo. People have these 11 people deported. So, that was people doing a whole sort of, as the police said, a kind of network of converted houses.
Because I did hear a little bit of a reiteration of that Herald article that we talked about on the news. I was in the other room, so don't take this for Bible, but... I heard that, you know, they said that there's a disproportionate number of arrests in, you know, small positions of cannabis. So...
Well, yes, that's exactly
that's
right.
That's a good point to raise, you know, how much time, how much resource, how much energy we spend in.
Exactly right. And of course, converting these houses into grow rooms is adding to the housing crisis. That's another point.
You don't even think about that, but it's true.
There was another gratuitous headline in the Herald this week. Cannabis seller Li Fong Nguyen took $500,000 from Hawke's Bay dealers travelling to Auckland. Kind of made it sound like he took it, like he stood them over and took it. Or maybe it was like, this is money into the Auckland economy kind of angle. Over 9 weeks he sold 68 kilos to these guys from the Hawke's Bay to take it down there. Of course, this is similar to, you know, what we just talked about, these Vietnamese getting deported, the Market Garden ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's a model they roll out, kind of in illicit markets.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very sad for all the people involved.
Well, as long as
they're usually here on false pretenses. Think they're coming to work, find themselves indentured or slaved in a grow house, and then deported when they're caught.
And that's on weed being illegal, you know, if it wasn't illegal. Wouldn't have this stuff.
It would give the police something better to do. Having said that, so police came into the shop to reassure us. This was actually end of last Friday. So police came to the shop and said, hey, we just want to clarify, because we'd raised the question with them. If they catch people out on the street, whatever, and really they're only looking if people are up to no good.
Just mind the construction sounds.
So if they come across people, and as I say, generally it's you got to attract a bit of attention, but they're not really looking for it, is my experience.
Yeah.
Around the K Road area, certainly, and reports from people. But if people got their script on them, you know, it's in the packet with the little label on it.
Okay.
They're just going to take no action, as it should be. So it was great to hear them say that.
That's really reassuring.
And if they haven't got it in the original container, they might confiscate it. And if then, come to them within 7 days with proof of your prescription, and then they'll give it back.
Nice.
So I'm guessing that's probably similar if you had some unlabeled pills on you. It'd be like, well, what the hell's that? Oh, that's totally. My meds, or is it my other, you know?
Is it not my meds?
Maybe it's all medical. speaking of which, Russell Brown and The Listener this week, writing about the two tiers of cannabis use, where it is legal for some and not for others. And he opens the story recounting an interaction with an annoying person who was at actually Dubhead's 60th at Galatos.
Oh, really?
The reggae rodeo.
Oh, it was a great night, apparently.
It was. Happy birthday again, Dubhead.
Yeah, happy birthday.
And so some annoying person came up to him gloating about his legal weed. And I hope that wasn't me. Because I did have a little conversation with him, and I thought,
I kind of get it, though. Like, a few of the people I've spoken to who have, you know, gotten a prescription, they're really happy with it. You know, they've been a criminal their whole lives, most of them, you know, well, since, you know, they started using, which is often, you know, way back in the 70s. Hello, drill. Way back in the 70s. And it's just such a, you know, relief and... you know, big thing
it
for
is.
Them.
It's life-changing. You see the weight lifting off people's shoulders. I see it in the shop, now that we have doctors here every Friday and Saturday, when people have come down from the doctor and they've got their medical cannabis, they're just elated.
Yeah.
And the anxiety lifts. It's great. It is. It's nice being able to finally help people go legal.
So I kind of get it if people bang on about it a bit, to be honest.
Well, yes, that's exactly... yeah, that's a good point. And so what Russell was talking about anyway is that if you've got this access, and I guess if you're a bit more, or so far, maybe a bit more middle class or whatever, but then it's great, but everyone else is treated like a criminal. And it is only probably 1 in 10 people using it medically that are legal, you know, that have prescriptions.
Yeah.
And that was the study that we've talked about quite a bit, the one by Mita Reichert. Which said one group has safe legal access and everyone else is a criminal. And inequities are felt by Māori and those on low income. And Russell ends it by saying, well, in the end, we'll decide, as Canada did, that a properly regulated cannabis market needs to extend beyond the pharmaceutical system. To be fair. Man.
Honestly, I don't even know where that drill is.
It's going through my whole body.
Directly behind us. Someone said buzzing out.
Great timing.
But yeah, he makes a really good point in that, to be honest. Because, you know, we've already talked about how the police, you know, they're not as good at discretion as we think they are.
Well, that's right. Among those cannabis possession arrests that we talked about before that are going up, more Māori than non-Māori. So they're over 50% of arrests, and that can only be explained through prejudice or discrimination. Yeah. Whether it's deliberate or not, maybe it's not, but it's still happening.
It's time to make a call.
Also, though... in terms of improving access, that's what our doctors are all about down at the hemp store. If you need legal access, it's only $30 a consult, cheapest around.
Yeah.
And which is all about helping people, you know, go legal and not have such a prohibitive price, you know, that might be putting them off.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow and Saturday, 12 to 4:20. But right now, we've got the Drug Foundation up there doing substance checking in the shop. So that's going till 7 tonight, and it's part of First Thursday on K Road. And Whakamana also having a late night. Tonight,
Woo!
Which looks good.
Good stuff. Wow, man. Is that a concrete grinder?
It's gotta be.
Don't worry, guys. BFM is still standing. I'll keep you updated.
That's us. Right, we'll give it up right there.
Thank you, Chris. Shout out to the hemp store. Sorry about the drill / concrete grinder. I think it's only fitting that we play Are You Really On Drugs by The Clean after this.
Nice.
Yeah, I reckon. Anyway, massive shout out. Go to the hemp store. Go to Whakamana. Sort yourself out.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with